starting with a blank slate. I don't care what you told your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go up here.
Talking through a friend's phone fight.
What day are we talking about?
The day that the phone was broken.
Tell me about it.
And they claimed the phone was already broken, and they left their phone in the curb.
You're following this baloney story.
I'm following this story.
But Mom can't stand to hear it.
Stop shaking. There's no attitude here except mine.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. David Haynes is suing the mother of his son's former friend, April Serrano, for the value of a phone broken by her son and harassment.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 165 on the calendar, in the matter of Haynes versus Serrano.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
I'd like the boys up with their parents, please. Mr. Haynes, this is your son, and this is your son, Ms. Serrano. It is your claim, Mr. Haynes, that the defendant's son purposefully broke your son's cell phone.
Yes, ma'am.
And that in addition to that, he harassed you and your family.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Serrano says that her son tells her a totally different story.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Neither one of you actually know. Well, you don't know what happened because
Correct.
You weren't there. You're getting this information from your son, whose first name is?
Tavion.
Tavion. You were, in fact, present, according to you, when the phone was broken.
Not when it was broken, ma'am. By the time I saw the phone, it was already broken.
In front of your property?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you two boys were friends. For a period of time, you went to school together. How old are you?
15.
And you?
13.
And then there was some sort of a dispute over what teenagers usually fight over, girls. Who had a girlfriend first?
I did.
And then the girlfriend that you had started to go out with?
Oh, no, ma'am. Me and his girlfriend were yearbook partners for the whole year, and he thought that me and her were talking for a different reason.
Okay. So the dispute was over a girl.
Mm.
What's your first name?
David.
But prior to this, you were friends?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a fair statement? So, Tavion, I want you to tell me what happened with his cell phone.
That day.
No. Yes, look at me, and yes, let's start this way.
Yes, okay?
I don't care what you told your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't care what you told any other members of your family. We're starting with a blank slate.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened with his phone?
That day.
Let's go up here. Right here. Bird, please. When you say that day, what day are we talking about?
The day that the phone was broken.
Tell me about it.
That day, we went to go pick up our friend because we were all sleeping at another friend's house.
Who went?
Jordan, me, Anthony's cousin, and it's Anthony's house that we're staying at.
Okay, but not the plaintiff.
No, ma'am.
So you were all going to hang out in somebody's house, and?
We were waiting on David, Emmanuel, and Jordan to get back, because we were waiting with Jordan. And then we were hanging with Jordan's older brother, and Anthony was playing basketball with Jordan's older brother. And when they came back, Emmanuel had David's phone, and they claimed the phone was already broken, and they left the phone on the curb.
Who had his phone?
Emmanuel.
What was Emmanuel doing with a phone that didn't belong to him?
I don't know, Your Honor.
You don't know?
No, ma'am.
Do you know him?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever let him take your phone?
No, ma'am.
Is he a friend of yours?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you see him that day?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll get back to you in a minute. Go ahead.
And then the phone was, they claimed the phone was already broken.
You can't tell me what they claim because that's hearsay.
Yes, ma'am.
So now you have a phone that you saw.
Yes, ma'am.
On the curb.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what happened?
I spit on the phone.
You spit on the phone that was on the curb?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any particular reason why you spit on the phone that was on the curb?
Because they claimed it was broken. I just spit on it.
That's baloney.
Yes, ma'am.
That's ridiculous. That may be a story that your mother's going to believe. That's not a story that I believe. Now, at the time you spit on the phone, David had been negotiating with your girlfriend, yearbook partners, for a year. Had you had any words with him about that?
No, I wasn't even upset about that.
You weren't?
No.
Well, because I don't see you. You're a smart boy. You dress nicely. You seem to be in control of yourself. I don't see a reaction on seeing a phone on the ground and spitting on it.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't get that. And if I don't get it, it didn't happen that way, for that reason. Now, after you spit on the phone that was on the ground, what happened?
Well, Manuel took the phone back to his house where David was.
Okay. So after you spit on the phone,
yes,
Emmanuel, your friend, picked up the phone. Did he wipe off your spit from the phone?
I don't know what he did.
Well, did he say anything to you? Like, why did you spit on his phone?
No, he didn't say
anything. No, didn't say anything. Just took the phone that you had spit on and took it back to his house. Then what happened?
They sat there for a little bit. We continued.
Who sat there?
David and Emmanuel at Emmanuel's house.
So David was there?
Yes.
He wasn't there when you spit on his phone?
He was at Emmanuel's house, and Emmanuel and the rest of us were playing basketball.
So he wasn't there when you spit on his phone?
Yes.
Was he told that you would spit on his phone?
Most likely. Yes.
Most likely?
Yes, sir.
And you say most likely because?
I wasn't there.
But he left the phone at Emmanuel's.
Yes, when he finally
went home. He left the phone at Emmanuel's.
When he finally went home. He left it on the curb.
He left it on the curb?
In front of Emmanuel's house, yes.
Oh, but it wasn't on the curb in front of Emmanuel's house when you spit on it?
No.
So let me just follow this. You following this baloney story?
Following the story.
So now you're playing outside, away from Emmanuel's house. Somehow Emmanuel has possession of his phone. It's on the curb. You spit on it.
Yes.
Emmanuel picks up the phone to take it home.
Yes.
Takes it home where David is waiting. This is according to you.
Yes.
According to you, Emmanuel, but you aren't there, but you think he told David that you spit on his phone.
Yes.
And then he takes the phone and puts it outside on the curb.
No, he just drops it as he,
You don't know what happened to the phone, but it was outside his house on the curb.
When he left, yes.
Just a second.
Yes.
Somehow you get possession of the phone.
No, after I spit on it, I had nothing to do whatsoever after that.
After you spit on the phone.
Yes.
You never saw the phone again.
I seen it, but I did nothing.
Oh, just a second. Let's come back to mother.
Yes.
After you spit on the phone and Emmanuel took the phone.
Yes.
Did you ever see the phone again that day?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, of course you did. Now, where did you see the phone again that day?
On the curb in front of Emmanuel's
house. Where you did what with it?
I didn't touch the phone.
Didn't touch it. So you saw it, you went back to Emmanuel's house and you saw the phone on the curb. And then you had no contact with the phone again.
No.
Perfect. Back to your mother. Now, just for my own information, Miss Serrano, this incident happened on what day in April?
It was actually around spring break, which was not in April. It was in March.
It was in late March. It was on a weekend. I was sitting at home watching TV.
Okay. On the day of this incident, because you were contacted, correct?
No, ma'am. I was not contacted until about 3 weeks after this incident.
3 weeks after?
Yes, ma'am.
By whom?
By the mother of the son who smashed the phone.
Just a second. The name?
The mother's name is Tanya.
Now, where was your son staying, Miss Serrano? Well, let's start this way. 3 weeks before you were contacted by Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
So on the date that this incident happened with the phone, had your son been sleeping in your house regularly every night?
Yes.
So he had no sleepovers?
No, he spent the night at her house that day.
Just a second. He was spending the day and night at Tanya's house?
Correct.
Who's Tanya?
Tanya is the mother of the sons Jordan and Santi, and Santi has something to do with smashing the phone.
Now, I assume that if you let your son stay in Tanya's house, right?
Yes.
That you trusted her?
Yes, ma'am.
That she was a friend of yours?
Yes.
That you knew her well enough to entrust your 13-year-old child with her?
Correct.
That you had a relationship with her, right?
Yes.
Where is she today?
I don't know.
Well, that's, to me, somebody that you might want to bring as a witness. If you're, what you're saying to me is you had a conversation with this person and the person responsible for the broken cell phone called you and had a discussion with you, which you can't relate to me because it's hearsay, But it would seem to me that if that person can exculpate, which means take away all question as to the guilt of your child, that person would be here today.
I have a text message.
I don't read text messages. That's hearsay. Person. The person who called you, who allegedly told you it was somebody else who broke the phone that day, it seems to me, Ms. Serrano, that you would have that person here. I have nothing else to ask you right now, because that's just common sense.
According to you.
That's just common sense.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Look at me. Let's get it straight. This is not going to be easy if I'm not getting the story. You see how angry I'm getting? You don't want to get an old lady angry. I want you to trust me on this one.
And later today...
Why don't you lean forward to me? Because I promise I won't bite you. I don't care what anybody tells you. I haven't bitten an 8-year-old in a very long time.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Haynes Jr. says former friend Tavion Smith purposely broke his phone. Tavion claims he's innocent.
Now, Mr. Haynes, I want you to tell me what you saw on the day that the cell phone wound up in front of your property.
Yes, ma'am. I was sitting inside watching TV, heard a noise at the door. I went outside, and the cell phone is broken up in front of my door on the floor.
How many pieces?
It was in 2 pieces.
Go ahead.
I go out, look up and down the street. The only people I see down the street is Tavion and one of his friends.
Now, Tavion, you knew.
Well, actually, I don't really know Tavion all that well.
Had you ever seen him before?
Maybe once, but from a distance. I don't really know him.
Well, then how did you know it was Tavion?
Because he was with the other guy that was his friend, and the other guy that was his friend was also the son of Miss Tanya.
Who was that?
They were together.
Who was that?
His name was Santi.
Look at me.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's get it straight. This is not going to be easy if I'm not getting the story. You see how angry I'm getting? You don't want to get an old lady angry. I want you to trust me on this one. What was the name of the other boy?
Santi.
See how easy this is, Miss Serrano? Now, is what you're trying to tell me, sir, that it was this boy that put the 2 pieces of the phone at the door? Is that what you want to tell me?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't care. You know, the some other dude did it defense I've heard for 30 years. So you saw the 2 boys walking away. One of them was him because he already lied to me because he said the last time he saw the phone was in front of Emmanuel's house. We did say that right over here, that the last time you saw the phone was in front of Emmanuel's house. Stop shaking. There's no attitude here except mine, Ms. Serrano.
I'm not shaking. There's,
well, I'll show you on the camera. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That was a lie. Because you saw the phone, because you told me that Sante broke the phone and left it in 2 pieces in front of the door. And you were with him.
No.
At his house.
No.
You just told me who it was.
There were no pedestrians on the street, ma'am, but
just
the two of them.
He just told me that he was, I said, who was the other boy? And he told me. You know, he thinks he's 13 and smart. What's Sante's mother's name?
Tanya.
Tanya, that's the one who allegedly spoke to your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. How much was the phone?
Well, when I first bought it, it was $300.
Charge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $300. That's all. Out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
My son didn't touch that phone. He didn't break that phone.
I asked Tavion if he did it, and he admitted it to me.
He spit on it. Oh, well.
She told me off when I tried to explain to her what happened.
I don't want him to be friends with a 15-year-old who's in 7th grade. It's a bad influence.
We really came here because she would not take responsibility for her minor's actions.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hill versus Kelly. Step forward.
Karen Hill is suing her neighbor, Kim Kelly, for damage to her van after Kim's 8-year-old son, Adrian, fell off his bicycle and scratched it.
Could you bring that young man up here? I want to ask him a couple of questions. And while you're bringing him up here, Miss Hill, this is not a very difficult case. It is your claim that Miss Kelly's little boy, that's this little boy who I'm going to talk to right now, scratched your car when he fell against your car with his bike.
Yes.
That's the case. Not too hard. And Miss Kelly says, doesn't think so. You're trying to blame her son for something that maybe somebody else did. Now, just tell me on what date this happened, please.
Your Honor, it was May the 29th.
At what time of the day?
It was around 8:45 in the evening.
Okay, I'm coming to you. Tell me your name.
Adrian.
Adrian, you're 8?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember riding your bike on the 29th of May?
Yes, ma'am.
You remember when this incident happened with Miss Hill, when your bike fell?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to lean forward to me, because I promise I won't bite you. I don't care what anybody tells you. I haven't bitten an 8-year-old in a very long time. That was a joke, Adrian. Perfect, better.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You said, I was scared, so I told her that I did it.
Yes.
What did she say when she came out?
Did you hit my car? And then I said no. And then she said, yes, you did. So I panicked and said I didn't.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Karen Hill says, neighbor 8-year-old Adrian Hill scratched her van when he fell off his bicycle.
Okay, now, were you riding your bike alone or with friends?
Alone.
You've been riding a bike a long time?
Yes.
What kind of bike were you riding?
It looks like a dirt bike.
Did you get it as a gift?
No, it was my best friend's.
How did it come about that you were riding it? Did your friend give you permission to ride it?
Yes.
That day?
Yes.
And where was your friend?
On the basketball court.
Okay, so you asked your friend if you could ride his bike while he was playing basketball?
Yes.
And how long had you been riding the bike that day before you had the accident with Miss Hill's car?
10 minutes.
Tell me what happened when you rode the bike and you had the accident with Miss Hill's car.
I was riding it in the street. I tried to make a left turn up the sidewalk. I had fell left. Her son knocked on the door. She came out and...
Her son knocked at the door?
Yes.
When you say you fell left into her car?
No.
Well, tell me, when you say you fell left, what happened?
I'd fell on the sidewalk.
Okay. And?
Her son knocked on the door. She came out and said, wait a minute, did you hit my car? I said, no. And then she said, yes, you did. And I just got scared and said I did.
Where was her son?
On the porch.
And was her son older than you are or younger than you are?
Older.
Was it a grown man?
I don't know how old he was.
But he wasn't a child like you are.
Yes.
And after you fell, he knocked at the door and his mother came out.
Yes.
How old is your son?
28.
28, so he's a grown man. And you admitted to Miss Hill that you fell into her car. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Well, that's what you just said, Adrian. You said, I was scared, so I told her that I did it.
Yes.
Why were you scared?
Because she came out yelling.
What did she say when she came out?
Wait, did you hit my car? And then I said no. And then she said, yes, you did. So I panicked and said I did.
Okay. Now, when you went home, you spoke to your mom.
No, I went to go get her because Miss Hill, she wanted her.
Did you go get your mom?
Yes, I got her out the shower.
Your mother must have said, why does she want to see me?
No, she didn't.
You didn't tell her why she wanted to see her?
I said Miss Hill wanted her because I had crashed into her van.
Okay, good. Now you can sit down. Thank you very much. Perfect. See how easy that was?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, so your son came home and said to you, Miss Hill wants to see you because I crashed into her van.
No.
Well, that's what, just listen to me. Mm-hmm. That's what he just told me. Do you understand what he just told me?
He got you
out of the shower.
Right.
And said, Miss Hill wants to see you. You said, what does Miss Hill want to see me for? And he said, Miss Hill wants to see you because I just crashed into her van. He didn't say, I don't know. Now, can I see the pictures of the van?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. Always tell the truth. You want to know something? Really important. Okie dokie, did you get an estimate? Cheapest estimate that you got, not the most expensive. What's the cheapest estimate that you got?
Cheapest one that I have here is $874.
Judgment for the plaintiff, that's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The house was in a total state of disrepair.
Your complaint is that she purposely left the gas on to damage your property.
Her bizarre behavior made me suspicious.
Next, Judge Judy.
I do feel like you didn't do it. It's a million kids in the neighborhood. How can you pick out of just one?
She doesn't watch her kids. They on their own running rampant.
Oh, it caused a lot of stress. I miss days off of work, very irritated, emotional.
I can't help that she missed work and she's stressed. I'm stressed. Everybody's stressed.
It is what it is.
But at the end of the day, watch your kids.